Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gonna check a freight train. The immortal Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Diane DiResta is here. Diane is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of DiResta Communications. DiResta.com is her website. Knockout Presentations is her book. Diane, thanks again for being here. We're talking about making sure that you're putting your best foot forward when your feet are not going forward, when it's just your face on the screen and your countenance and your profile on the screen, with Zoom or Teams or WebEx or whatever it may be in this virtual world that we're marketplace that we're dealing with. Diane, a couple of other things I want to get you to talk about is get to the point where you're very comfortable with putting up slides, PowerPoint presentations. Make sure that whatever platform you're using, that you can do that and it's seamless, it's not clunky. What do you think?
Yes, well, here's the thing. Let's say you're using Zoom. You can either do Zoom meeting or Zoom webinar. Zoom webinar is where you would want to use your slides because you're not seeing people's faces, but they're seeing the slides and they're seeing you. So that's set up for that. The other thing that you can do is you can have your slides ready to go on your desktop, and then when it's time to show the slides, you just share your screen with the audience. But you need to practice that because it takes a lot of coordination. But here's what most people don't realize. TV and internet and screens are an energy drain. That means when you're live in person, we hear your energy, but it's downgraded when you are coming across the screen. So you have to push your energy by 50%. So one of the things I would recommend is getting one of the desks, I think it's called Varidesk, which rises so that you can stand. Mm-hmm. Because when you stand, you will have more energy. But if you're in a 30-minute meeting, you're not going to stand all that time. So it allows you to bring the desk down and then you can sit. But when it's your time to present, you will increase your energy if you stand. But you need to push that energy. Really important.
And it's okay to say, okay, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. If you don't mind, I'm going to take about 2 seconds and I'm going to raise things up. I'm going to stand for you. It's okay to say that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let your audience know what's happening.
Yeah.
What's another key area, Jim, is the importance of engagement. Here's where the talking head will not work. I've seen people do panels and they think they're going to do what they normally do with each person speaking for 5 or 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. No, you can't do that kind of a panel on a virtual presentation. They've got to be shorter. They've got to be crisper. You've got to have more interaction. That's why you want to use the tools, polling or breakout rooms or raising of hands. You've got to engage people because here's what happens. If you're on a slide and you're talking for more than a minute, they're on their cell phone. Why? Because they can listen and watch something else. But if you have movement, then they're going to stay with you. So engage them. Ask them to put their name in the chat. Ask them to say yes or no, but get them involved.
I'm afraid when I'm on one of these, they're watching to see what else I'm going to do because I can't sit still. When I'm talking, I'm gesturing, I'm moving around. I'm all over the place. So one of the things I want to recommend, I see what you think about this, do not count on your computer microphone to give you good quality. It won't. I own a Samson Bluetooth unit. It's $150. You feed it right up through your shirt. It comes out to the top of your button, and you connect it to a Bluetooth box in your pocket. It connects to the Bluetooth USB on your computer. And it works like a charm, and it'll increase your quality 10 times. What do you think?
I agree, and there's Blue Yeti. I mean, there's so many different microphones you can use. I think there's something that's remote called Hello Mic. Find the one that's right for you, and at the very least, use earbuds because they're going to be a lot better than you talking over the computer through the air. Put some kind of microphone close to your mouth. And by the way, when you have a standard mic like the one that you have, use the thing index finger to thumb technique. So put your thumb to your mouth and then extend your pinky the way you would as if you were saying phone call, that gesture, and where your pinky hits the mic, that's how far your mouth should be from the mic. So let me say that again. The mic is on the desk. You put your thumb to your mouth and then extend your index finger, and where that index finger is the distance the mic should be from your mouth.
Well, the reason I like the Samson, I've been using it for years, and it just works every time. It's really good. But the others are, I'm sure the others are good too. Last thoughts. I got about a minute, Diane. What do we need to know?
We need to know that your screen presence is as important as your in-person presence. Learn the skills. Get help. I just got certified as a virtual presenter. Make sure that you master the skill and that you use the techniques that are available. For more information, you can give me a call or you can go to my website, diresta.com, D as in David, I-R-E, S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, A, diresta.com. I'm happy to help anybody.
All right, so check that out. And we need to expect it. This is going to be going on, right, Diane? I mean, this is not something that's going to go away. If we never have another COVID outbreak, which I'm sure we will, it'll be COVID-21 eventually. But if we never have another one, we're always going to be we're where we are to some degree right now forever, aren't we?
Yes, I think we're going to end up being a hybrid where there'll be some in person and some virtual. So anybody who would like a free six tips for knockout virtual presentations, if you'd like that article, contact me through diresta.com.
Thank you, Diane. See you next time. Good job today. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.